then nail the wire to it when it got, if it is well set, mm-hmm. you know.
You have the wire nailed to all of the
posts. And one right after, you know, like this.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of fence that people would have around their yard or garden?
Paling or picket fence.
What does that look like?
Well, there are pickets up, a strip of wood with cut kind of a point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we had.
Were they nailed or wired together?
Nailed together. Nailed to the cross pieces here, and you nail them like that, you know.
Was picket and paling fence was the same thing?
About the same. Mm-hmm.
Was there any difference?
Well, no, I don't think so. Only pickets would be a little, would be a prettier fence or a more attractive fence than a paling fence. My idea of paling is a wider, straight across and just nail there, you see.
Not pointed at the top?
Mm-mm.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Well, rock fence, as far as I know, I wouldn't know of any other. What would it be?
They don't have those around here?
No.
Rock fence? What do people used to carry water in?
Pails, buckets, mm-hmm. water pails, buckets.
What's the difference?
Not any. It's just two names, you know. Bring me that water pail, or bring me the water bucket.
you use both words?
Some people would use water pail, but my folks always said water bucket.
Uh-huh. And the thing that used to carry food out to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
And if you wanted to get a field ready for planting, you'd break the ground up with a
turning plow.
What different kinds of plows were there?
Well, there was turning plows and a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
And one that had a pointed something, and then two arrow-like things out there, and you'd go around after the corn come up, you'd go around it, that would throw the dirt to it and clean the middles at the same time, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for the middles?
No, I don't.
What do you call that trench that the plow cuts?
Well, that's what we call the middles, or between the rows, or...
Do you ever hear the term fur?
What?
Fur?
Furs, yeah. That's right, fur.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't think of that.
Do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the fur?
That walks in the front.
In the furrow, if you're plowing.
Oh, furrow. No.
And something similar to a plow, but it breaks the ground up finer than a plow.
Than a turning plow?
Well, it's similar, but it's got a lot of teeth in it.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't call it. Let's see. Scratch. I don't know. Can't think right now.
Do you ever hear of a harrow, a harrow?
Oh yeah, harrow. That levels the ground.
Mm-hmm. What about a go devil or a lizard? Did you ever hear that?
No.
And
what is that?
I'm not sure exactly what a lizard looks like. It's something they use up in Arkansas, I think.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I never heard of lizard.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...